Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding for all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you are listening to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I am delighted to be here with you. I hope you'll stay tuned with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some insights, things that might resonate with you, things that might cause you to ask maybe some much needed questions. All of it is an invitation from my heart to yours to experience the highest and best good for you possible. I am just super delighted today to have on my show my very special guest, Alida McClelland. I like to say her last name and give it that little Celtic roll of the tongue, baby. And Alida and I today are going to be talking about the intuitive industry and what it is and what it's becoming. So without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce Alida and tell you just a little bit about Alida. And she actually is familiar with Dr. Pat, and we'll have to ask Alida about that story just a little bit once we get finished with our introduction and I tell you all about the amazing Alida. I met Alida initially. I am an advisor on One to Listen. I also have a talk show on One to Radio, as does Alida. And we actually kind of got to know each other over Facebook, and she sent me just these absolutely amazing messages via Facebook, welcoming me to the One Two family. She was just fabulous and amazing, and I'm sure you'll agree at the end of our time together, or almost immediately, as I did. So, Alida is an astrologer, a channel, a claircognizant, a coach, a dream interpreter, a location astrologer. That sounds interesting. Psychic and relationship coach. As a lifelong intuitive empath with 25 plus years experience in astrology, Alida loves combining the psychological study of your astrological chart with the psychic claircognizance she brings to every reading. Alida likes to describe astrology as, and I just think this is so fabulous, the love letter your soul wrote before you were born. Oh my gosh, that just makes me go, offering you insight, direction, and in times of need, strength, validation, and empowerment. Every astrological chart maps a life being lived on target and with purpose. Alida specializes in offering practical, immediate tools and insights into any life situation. Her work releases the barriers that stand between thinking about and living your heart's individual and global vision. Another area of interest for Alida is working with parents and educators of special needs kids. She's committed to reframing how these gifted and challenged children are seen, educated, and labeled. And we say amen to that. With labels like ADD, ADHD, autism, Asperger's, dyslexia, and dysgraphia, the innovative brilliance and deep sensitivity of these children is often overlooked. Referred to as indigo and or crystal children, they carry a powerful hope and vision for humanity. Parents of these children are living with the great shift in small bodies. Described as a true keeper of the great shift, Alita is a pioneer of depth awareness and evolving human consciousness. She has experienced, investigated, and shared the powerful little-known regions of human emotion, thought, and spiritual knowledge for over 30 years. She is currently writing a book, yay, about these experiences and the valuable role education of the spirit. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's really critical. Education of the spirit serves in our collective human evolution. Alita, my dear, welcome. I'm so excited to the Animal's Eye View.
Ah, Lizanne, my darling. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. And the rest of the day to yourself. I think that's how it goes.
There you go. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
That's about as far as my Celtic, my modern Celtic goes. So thank you for giving me the end of that phrase. Thank you.
there's not a lot else that I think that you know about that. Alita, tell everybody right off the bat where they can find you.
They can find me at 12listen.com, along with other amazing intuitives, clairvoyants, astrologers, people with intuitive and outtuitive brilliance of all kinds. 12listen.com was created by Mark Husson, who is known from his Hay House radio show. I think it's at 15 years at this point, the Power Peak Hour, an awesome astrologer. And he's put together a company of, as you know, handpicked, highly tested people to advise and assist people in their spiritual awakening and their emotional balancing and their self-discovery. And it's a blast to work there.
Yes, it is.
And you can find me at Alita McClelland on Facebook, which is A-L-E-T-A. I always want to break into song when I say this. A-L-E-T-A.
Like the okay. Mickey Mouse song.
Yes, that's how I taught my kids to spell our last name, but I'll spell it for you all so you can find it on Facebook without breaking into song, but I don't guarantee that won't happen. A-L-E-T-A-M-C-C-L-E-L-L-A-N-D. I did my best. And that's on Facebook. And my website is acourseinconsciousness.com.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. And so everybody, I would invite you during the breaks to go to Alita's website, look up her bio on 12listen.com, give her a friend like on facebook.com. We love Alita, and I would invite you to do the same because I think she's amazing. And before I forget, Alita also is offering a giveaway today. If you send your name to Alita at acourseinconsciousness.com, she will draw two names at random to receive one of these readings, either a live on-air reading on her show, Alita's Audacity, that seems to fit, doesn't it? Or a relationship reading, either live or privately. And in your email, if you would please stipulate which gift reading you would prefer. So that's either a live on-air reading or a relationship reading, either live or privately. And for the relationship reading, the birth dates, the day, the month, and the year of yourself and the other person need to be included. Alita, thank you so much for including that. I think that's fabulous.
It's so much fun to do that. It is such a true joy to look at how two people interact, because when you do it astrologically, you're looking at what the souls decided to connect about. And it's fascinating. You can see the area that they decided to support and challenge each other in. and it's so illuminating. It's like, oh, that's why he's always wrong. I get it now.
Yes, speaking from personal experience, it is illuminating to have your chart and another person's chart. And actually, let me ask you just a quick side question. Is that the same for instance, between parents and children? Why our children chose to come into our lives and vice versa, we have to have them come into our lives? Is this how that works?
Oh, that's such a delicious question.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I shouldn't have laughed at you.
No, it's it's one of my favorite ones. We all choose each other all the time.
Yes.
And we collectively choose each other because we are part of this exquisite collective consciousness. Hence the name acourseinconsciousness.com for my website that is constantly urging, supporting, galvanizing, poking, hand-holding, loving, hugging, nuzzling each other to evolve in the direction that we all came in deciding to play with. So yes, our kids, you know, this is biased because I have two kids, but I always want, and it works with animal companions exquisitely. I always want somebody to have that family relationship with somebody who's younger, more vulnerable, comes in as if they're the vulnerable one, because mm-hmm. it opens up the love place so quickly in all of us. And it opens up the unabashed love place, the place that simply is universal love, but we call it, you know, oh, I love my kitty. Oh, I love my baby. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a frame of reference that hardly anything else in our culture says, yes, you have instant permission for that one.
Right.
So absolutely. I love that.
I do too. We're heading into our first break, and I loved your answer, because for me, what immediately comes up is the use of the word guardian for both, not only humans, of course, because we are guardians of our children, legal guardians, but we're also guardians of our animal companions versus owner. I could not have paid you to do a setup like that any more perfectly. Everybody, stay tuned for the rest of the Animal's Eye View. I'm Lizanne Flynn, your host. We have the amazing Alita McClelland on. We'll be back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, the host of the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My very special guest today is Alita McClelland. And Alita and I are going to be talking about, at some point here, I'm fairly certain, the intuitive industry, what it is and what it's becoming. And I wanted to invite everybody, if you'd like to call into the show. I didn't pre-okay this with Alita. I think we talked about this. I'm not sure. But if you would like to call into the show and perhaps ask an intuitive question of either Alita or myself, that would be just fabulous, about anything that's going on in your lives, the direction of a relationship, your career, certainly your animal companions, perhaps someone that's already transitioned in spirit. We are well-versed in that. We would be happy to help you with that. The phone number to do that is 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to the website Transformation Talk Radio, and on the right side of the homepage, you can send an instant live question or comment. And I have that pulled up, and it refreshes every 10 seconds or so. And so I promise to check into that and make sure that we are being aware, mindful, I guess I'll put it, of everyone out there who's honoring us with your presence today. So, Alita, welcome back to the show.
Hello, darling. It's fun to be able to say hello, darling, to you several times in 1 hour.
Alita and I call each other goddess, darling, divine one.
Yes, right.
And that's how it should be, I think.
Yeah. Well, she
Absolutely.
Is darling. Don't you all think she's darling? She's darling.
That's how you're so sweet. And Alita is definitely the divine one. Make no mistake about that. So would you share with us just ever so briefly how you got to know Dr. Pat?
Oh, I love Dr. Pat. I am a prime example of why astrology works. I was very quietly doing astrology for, I think about 15, maybe even 20 years at that point. And I knew from the moment I was born that the animals were speaking with me and listening intently, that I was receiving messages from what most people call spirit, that I had intuition about people. I had a woman come to me in my dreams when I was a little girl, from the time I was 3 on. I think she was there before that, but 3 was when I had the language to speak about it. And she mm-hmm. taught me, she literally taught me to be an intuitive. And
wow. She
didn't teach me to shut up about it. So I said many things that taught me to be quiet about it. Like telling my neighbors that I was so sad that they didn't like their husbands anymore. You know, this is not something you want to hear from a 6-year-old kid. But I did. And I learned. I learned as I moved along with the education I was receiving to be quiet. And sure. Then I learned to be very, very quiet, except that astrology seemed to encompass so many deeper understandings. Like, for example, we live in a universe that is connected to everything. So here we are, little lovely containers of flesh, and we're actually affected by a planet billions of miles away, but it really works and it really explains our psyche. So I was enthralled by it, but utterly quiet. I had clients. I was very quiet about it. I didn't call myself an intuitive. They did. And I'm this prime example of exactly what happens in astrology, because I was born under a last quarter moon. And what that does in your life is literally, this is your life path. You have to turn away from old accomplishments and understandings and reach for, be pulled by, be enthralled by new inspiration. But there's a real difficulty in externalizing that until the change inside of yourself is complete. Well, Dr. Pat, love you, Pat, so much, was a pivotal point in that for me, because I wasn't going to tell anybody what I was doing. My friends knew, my clients knew, it was so quiet. And Dr. Pat had her first spiritual makeover. And I knew that I didn't want a spiritual makeover. I knew that I wanted a spiritual outing. I knew inside of me, I understood that it was the point to spiritually come out. And Dr. Pat got it. And she had me as part of that first one. And one of the first things that was so much fun for me was she had me on her radio show, which was, you know, back in Seattle. And she got caught in traffic. So the producer, being a good producer, and I was already on air, but we hadn't gone live yet. The producer was very worried for me. I was not worried for me. And I kept saying to this producer, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. And I simply got on air and started talking because that point that and it was fine. And then Pat came in through the traffic and she was fine. And we just kept going and it was a blast. I knew I would be comfortable on air. I knew that it was time to speak about the spiritual things out loud and definitively, but it went much further than that. And Pat literally was an opening for me. I had been listening to her show every day that I could. I was at home with the kids and I would talk back to her, which is why getting on air was so easy for me. I would, you know, she would be saying something to her guest or saying something insightful and chewy and delicious. And I simply would be having this conversation with her, except that she wasn't there. So being on air with her, you know, being on air with her was like, oh yeah, of course, we're a snap. You know, I've been doing this for months. You didn't know it, but I've been doing this. And she knew that that sure. point of change in me had happened. And I felt it, but she knew it. And it is so beautiful when other people know. And then the same sort of thing happened where I was listening to Mark Husson on air on Hay House Radio. And literally the voice that is my intuition said, you work for him. And I said, well, I guess I should apply for a job. What does he do? And and very quickly, the information came through. And, you know, you and I both went through these 7 rounds of testing and the writing the stuff and all the very detailed testing that they give folks who work at One Two Listen. And it was a blast, very fun, very easy for me at that point because it was right in line with the Dharma. It was right in line with the life path at that point. And then I was told by more and more people that I should give it up and actually label myself as a psychic. And I come from a family that is just now starting to, this is the long answer, just now starting to believe that astrology and intuition, although they're all intuitives, is real because their daughter in this way came out. And it's been like leading my family out of their own biases to do this. And one of the reasons that it took me so long to be very open about it was that I knew the repercussions from my family would be strong, and they were. But I stayed what was truly my soul's course. And Dr. P was a pivotal, beautiful, I do not have enough, I'm going to gush. I warned her about this too. I said, you know, I'm going to gush about you for the rest of my life. And it's the truth. I love her tenacity. I love her story. It feels in some ways, it's not a similar story, but it has the same need to be tenacious. Because for me to do this work literally meant saying to my family, I know you think this is horrible, sinful, wrong, and stupid. To hell with you. It's right and true, and it's a part of who you are too. And I'm staying with it.
Well, and I have to tell you, when I was first considering taking on a second radio show with Transformation Talk Radio and Pat, I'm not sure how it happened. You and I were chatting on Facebook at one point in time, and I happened to mention what was going on, and you were just like, oh, Dr. Pat, oh my gosh, yes, yes, you must. And because I knew who you were, and I had experienced your energy, you were absolutely the tipping point for me, because I thought, okay, well, if Alita says that this woman is a good woman, I trust Alita and I can feel that energy. And so, yes, I'm going to take that leap. And it's so interesting to me to hear you talk about this coming out as an intuitive. And I have to tell you, and we can kind of segue again, actually rather nicely. So thank you, Alita. I'll pay you later. into almost kind of like maybe the backside of the intuitive industry that I think for some of us being in here, it's been a road to get here. There have been, and I think from the outside looking in, there are still people out there who look at the intuitive industry as being something that is, I don't know, whether it's of the occult, certainly it challenges traditional religious thinking on probably every single level imaginable. And yes, we do have to, I think, sometimes separate from our own family of origin, our own biological family, to take those first steps on our path and go, this resonates for me. This is what I was born to do in this lifetime. don't you think? I mean, I can't help but think that a number of intuitives go through a very similar, as you put it so well, coming out.
Yes, indeed. The other part of it, the other half of it is, I don't have a phrase for it, but it's a coming backwards. To witness in my family, and I've heard this story from many other intuitives and psychics and even astrologers, that this part of their family's personalities was disowned.
Yes.
And they couldn't disown it in themselves. It was too painful for me to disown it in myself.
Yes.
And I watched what it did to my family to disown it. My family is by and large well-respected academics, and they use their intuition all the time. But
yes.
It's like disowning one's sexuality or one's food preferences or one's deepest love or one's the preference for weather, even.
Absolutely. Alita, hang on to that thought. We're heading into our second break, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Hope you stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, the host of The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My very, very special guest is the delightful and lovely Alita McClelland. And just before we were going into break, Alita, you were talking about how, well, I guess I think that's the question maybe I was asking you. Do you think that most intuitives go through some sort of coming out process, maybe a distancing themselves? I don't want to call it a breaking away because that feels kind of harsh to me. And I would hope in the end, although it's a hope and maybe it doesn't sometimes happen, that there's an embrace within the family of origin, of the biological family, of what a soul of that family group chooses to do with their lifetime. Do you think that, well, maybe I should ask you personally, have you experienced that in your family? Is your family to the point where they can embrace what you do?
My family secretly asks my advice. So there.
So that would be a yes.
So there.
But no, it's tentative. It's tentative. Yes. But there's so much in this, which is so interesting. I believe that on the soul level, regardless of what the conscious, the aware personality mind is doing, that we all come into this to play it out together. And one of the things that I have noticed is that there are people who will hold the old paradigm in place until the new paradigm is fully formed. It's almost like allowing it to incubate to strength. And that we do that in social movements. We do that in consciousness. We do that in cultural understandings. It's almost like the resistance holds in place something firm, a firm foundation, until the new is really ready to be strong enough to stand there and hold its own. So I think we're in a period where we are coming back to truly understanding that we all carry these consciousnesses, say that word, one time fast, of intuition and what we used to call extrasensory stuff. It's not. It's part of the package that we arrive with as humans. And that awareness is in some places quickly seeping in and in some places slowly seeping in.
Well, and I think that's a beautiful way of reframing, certainly for me, because I'm over here having like a little minor quiet aha moment to myself of looking at structures, looking at what I would probably maybe up until this point call the naysayers of what we would say is the intuitive industry, of what we would say are people like you and I, astrologers and psychics. So it makes it feel then more like it's a partnership with, I don't want to call it
the enemy.
Well, and I would say it's like the shadow. It's like, yeah. It's those parts of ourselves that in polite society that we're taught, oh no, well, like, a 6-year-old going up to, women and saying, I'm so sorry, you don't like your husbands anymore. It's those sort of things that we're taught. No, you don't say those things. But I think it's important to kind of own our shadow selves and recognize the part, the really valuable part that it plays in our lives. And you're right, that's kind of mirrored on a bigger scale, because that gives us this kind of new consciousness, as you said, a place to kind of push against, and as things grow, they need that structure to push against so that they can individuate and learn who they are. What a wise thing you just said. I think that's fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really,
darling.
Really
now,
important.
Now you see why I call her darling, there you go. You appeal to my ego. I'm with you every time. Okay. Anyway, there is one of the gifts that I was given in this very early childhood education was descriptions of the periods of consciousness and the period in history we're in. And it took me years and years and years to see this actually come to be visible to me. But there was an explanation they gave me, or this one particular teacher and her, she had, there were a group of 7 of them, and they would rotate, teaching me, but I thought it was play. I was having such a good time. They spoke about the fact that we all came in, that every single one of us who's alive came in to hold down, to make a strong, strong foundation for the material plane, because the material plane was unlike any other plane of existence that had ever come to be. Mm-hmm. The spiritual planes are just that. There are many, many of them. But that the material plane really baffled spirit, because they were used to instant manifestation is what we would call it. And when you have the material plane and you're instantly manifesting all the time, things get messy. So there's been a concerted, a beautifully orchestrated, heartfelt, well thought out process for a couple of eons in our time frame of beings coming in to make it so that the material plane can be as well structured as the other planes, can be as useful. So you're not like manifesting a pyramid on top of a squirrel. These are bad things to do. And
what a visual.
Yes, I was hoping for, you know, it comes out of my mouth and sometimes I'm happy about it and sometimes I'm like, sorry. But anyway, so it's like a cartoon sometimes in here. So we all, many, many of our lifetimes have been, there's been an underlying purpose of making specific, making exact, being truly thorough about the material plane. And we're moving out of that. It's why we can experience ourselves as part of a greater consciousness, a fuller consciousness, a broader consciousness. But, you know, there's nothing coincidental about the timing. And so for people to be holding on to the template of the practical, the what's in my face, the five or maybe six senses that I see, this is what is, that's been a mandate for eons amongst most of the people who land in the material plane. And once we really got the material plane functional, you know, it was up and running, the hard drive worked, now we are actually in the time period where we're opening back to being able to handle in ourselves, being part of a consciousness that really is all that is, and an individual at the same time.
Well, and the really interesting thing about what you said is that, and this goes back to something you said a little bit earlier, is that that intuitive part of us is actually part of our physical being. I mean, yeah. It's that goosebumps, it's the hair on the back of your neck, it's that feeling in the pit of your stomach. It's this wonderful, wise vehicle, this, as you put it, this pod of flesh that we have, that we were, I'm not sure if you actually said pod of flesh, but that's what I'm going to say now, that we were incarnated with, you know, that these spiritual beings, you know, were like plop, okay, into this pod of flesh. Well, it's not like we didn't come in here not kind of, you know, fully armed. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not that the magic consciousness fairy or the awareness fairy comes around and kind of, you know, plonks us on the head. I think it's been, as you put, an evolutionary process. It's been a this whole growth thing. And for whatever reason, what comes to mind are baby's teeth. How baby's teeth come up a little bit and then they go back down again. And then they come up a little bit farther and then they come back down again. And it's interesting because as you and I talked earlier when we were exchanging thoughts about what to talk about today, that this business that we're in, this industry, maybe industry is too big of a word to use for it. It's really unique because we aren't manufacturing widgets. We're not making things that are necessarily tangible. It's a very unique kind of business/movement. Maybe we should even call it the intuitive movement.
I would love it if we did that. You and me, we're going to do that. We'll go out there.
We have decided.
Yes.
It is.
Everybody listening, you too.
Right.
Everybody. Well, it's all us. We'll do it. We'll spread it.
Right.
It'll go viral.
The intuitive movement. And make no mistake, I think, you know, people are, as you say, slowly but surely coming around. And I think that those, it's like a visual I have of like buildings starting to crumble and much different types of buildings and structure coming into place. because it needs to. I mean, I think we're kind of at that tipping point where
we want our whole selves back.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, we do. And it's getting rid of that old, and it's welcoming, and I'm hearing like trumpets and heralding the new that's coming in. And what sort of form and structure, you know, that's going to have. I think that's a pretty exciting thing.
It's very exciting. We're explorers and pioneers seeking the grail of ourselves and handing it to anybody else who is interested in their own grail. And personally, I love the first thing I wanted to be when I was a little girl, I wanted to be an anthropologist. And
Me
then I
too.
Wanted to be. Wow.
Seriously. I love history.
I love
digging in the dirt and just kind of like what makes this thing tick, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why is
yeah.
this the way it is? And what does that mean for the future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, we're heading into, I can't believe, well, I knew this hour was going to go by fast, but I can't believe it's going by this fast. We're heading into our final break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the final. I can't believe it's the final segment with the amazing Alita. I'm going to have her on clearly for at least one other show in the very near future.
Before oh, good.
we, Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Before we close out the show, I wanted to make sure we'll have Alita remind everybody where they can get a hold of her. For me, you can reach me on Facebook, facebook.com/theanimalseyeview, and then the number 1. My website is currently being revamped, but you can certainly go there, www.theanimalseyeview.com. There's a little place there for you to shoot me an email message if you want to say hi, ask a question. You can find me on onetolisten.com. My other radio show is on onetoradio.com Friday, so that'll be tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. And Miss Alita, remind everybody where they can get a hold of you.
Thank you, Miss Lizanne. I am also on onetolisten.com daily, where you can find anything you want to know about your soul and or personality, practical or esoteric spiritual questions. And you can find me on 1-2 Radio on Wednesdays at noon Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern time. My show is Alita's Audacity, and it really is an exploration of the opening and burgeoning spirituality, as well as very specific information every week about what astrological energies are up and how you individually can use them in your life and benefit from them. You can find me on Facebook at Alita McClelland, A-L-E-T-A, last name M-C-C-L-E-L-L-A-N-D, and friend me. I'm very friendly. Also, on Facebook, on Sunday or Monday, depending on when the lovely people at Inside Bainbridge put it up, through a group called Inside Bainbridge, and it shows up directly on my Facebook, so if you friend me, you'll be able to see it. I do an audio forecast for the week. It highlights a specific area you can work with. So those are two ways that you can get information from me that are astrological and intuitive, just by listening into 12radio.com on Wednesdays at noon Pacific time, or going to my Facebook page. My website is acourseinconsciousness.com. And
thank
I love
you.
Lizanne.
Thank you. And I love Alita. And I have to tell you, you must friend Alita on Facebook just so you can get the Inside Bainbridge thing. I'm telling you what, just that little snippet of Alita saying, okay, heads up, here's what's coming your way this week is absolutely, it's fabulous. It's just like this little hug that I get from Alita every single week when I go to her Facebook page and I read that. It's just absolutely lovely. So, Alita, tell us a little bit about the animals that you share your life with and who have wanted to share their life with you.
Oh, you see, this is a whole 400 other shows. We have been so gifted with my kids are very, very sensitive. They are both on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. That's the label. And one of them is what I refer to as autism light, and one of them is what I refer to as autism deep. And I have always felt and spoken with, well, not really, listened to animals and felt them and done the telepathic back and forth since I don't remember a time when I wasn't doing that, because I was always doing that. It is even more so in my kids. And we literally have animals show up in the most remarkable ways, and it's gone. And my youngest child will simply tell me who does and doesn't need a home, who needs like an extra meal, who needs a home, who is passing through. And this is information I also receive, but as a mother with a household and already loads of animals, I rather prefer it when he says, okay, this one's passing through, but he'll argue on me. We've had arguments on behalf of the ones who really did need a home. And of course, I always do receive the information and get it, and they end up living with us, and they end up being the greatest gifts that could possibly be. We currently have two kittens, and we're actually low on the numbers at this moment. We have two kittens who I refer to as the criminal masterminds, because they can open baby locks and anything else there is. And last night, my oldest son came running into my office laughing uproariously, because he said, well, they figured out how to get into the garbage can.
Oh, no.
Because apparently one of the kittens was sitting, you know, the garbage can that's under the sink, that's in a cabinet that closes with a baby lock, and he opened it to put some garbage in, and the cat was sitting on top of the garbage can purring. Just sitting there purring like, oh, I have finally found the place I really like the best.
Nirvana. Like,
yes, it smells like food.
Oh, wow.
I'm so happy. So we have two kittens. We have two gorgeous birds, two budgies, parakeets, otherwise known as parakeets, and they are so deeply in love with each other. And I actually refer to them as the marriage counselors. You know, when somebody's having trouble with their relationship, I say, listen, do like a parakeet. Look at what that man is doing for that woman. Look at, he's singing to her. He's chewing her food and feeding her. They're grooming each other. Do like a parakeet. We have a gorgeous, wonderful dog who is a chocolate lab. And his name from birth was Chase the Northern Skies. And he's the gentlest. He's the biggest creature in the house and the gentlest, biggest fur creature. And we have the smallest fur creature in the house is a 4-ounce Himalayan rabbit, more fluff, more hair than body weight. Literally, this woman, she's a woman. She runs the joint. She can chase the cats out of any room. And these cats are strong-willed. As I said, they are criminal masterminds. They're brilliant. But they're terrified of her. When she says, this is my space, they run. The dog literally, Chase will literally bow his head and back out of the room if she chases him. The same way you back out of the room for Queen Elizabeth. And this is 4 ounces of fluff. So these are, and Lily is the rabbit's name, and she does consider herself my guardian, but really I'm her property.
Of course. Well, of course.
And the cats consider me, well, they love me. Those kittens absolutely love me. This is so funny. They'll sleep with my husband and myself, and they'll go back and forth between the two of us. It's almost like they're saying, okay, I love you now. Now I love you. Now I love you.
I love you best. No, I love you best.
No, I love you best. And my husband and I literally realized that we were competing for their attention until we recognized the game and said, no, we know you love us both.
Well,
so we're not competing for you.
It's so interesting to me how animals really do. God, they're just masterful. Mm-hmm. Most times, I'd have to say almost all the time, based on my experience at getting, you know, how water seeks its own level, they just have a way of telepathically, intuitively, kind of everybody finds exactly their own place and exactly where they're supposed to be. I mean, it's just, and I have to, props to you, because it sounds like I can feel the energy in your household amongst the animals. And it's, we peacefully coexist here. And she just basically lets us have our lead. And again, I think the key is following the animal's lead, that we don't try and get in there and meddle and say, no, as the human, it has to be this way. If we just, you know, if we can just embrace them, and I think you've done a fabulous job at embracing your animals. Seriously.
It's so much more fun that way.
Oh, I totally agree with you. But there are other humans, as you know, who would not agree with you or I. They would say, no, it has to be this way. And I'm just like, no, it really doesn't. Animals are so much smarter than we are. They're so much more intuitive. Let them show you. You know, kind of a thing. So
they are already in touch with the oneness that we're all seeking and developing towards. They're already there. They never left.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lita, thank you so much for being on my show today and for sharing such great information. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Lita and I'm going to speak for Lita. We had a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday at noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 Pacific. Take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week. And remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've
been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.